Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
What's going on, everybody? Dominic Jimenez here, Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network, heard across the country and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. Whether you're listening terrestrially, on your local station, well, on Sirius, you're listening to this after the fact as a podcast on iHeart or TuneIn or Stitcher, iTunes, whatever it might be, I'd like to welcome you to the show. Got a fun hour playing here for Sports Overnight America. There's a lot going on in the world of sports, which I'm grateful for because that gives me content to talk about, especially during this time of the year where March Madness hasn't gotten ramped up yet. The NFL, the Combine, all right, cool. I'm not a huge college guy, so I'm not going to beat you over the head with this guy did good, this guy did bad. We're not going to go there. Baseball, spring training, nobody cares yet. Basketball's in the weird stage post-All-Star break. It's like, all right, we're ready for the playoffs, but we're not there yet. Some big news did happen over the weekend, though, and I'll be bringing in Mike Sempervivi, the co-host of Wrestling Observer Live, to talk about, A, some big wrestling news, and then, B, we'll talk a little bit just everything else. Mike, very well versed in the world of sports, not just boxing, MMA, and professional wrestling. If you want to be part of the conversation with Mike and myself for this hour, you can give me a call, 1-800-878. I blame Mike. I don't know why I blame him. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's the number to call in and be heard. So there's no reason to tease it. John Cena. That's what we're going to talk about for at least a segment here. Very rarely does a wrestling story kind of cross the lines where the general population of sports fans cares. But what happened with John Cena over the weekend, if you haven't heard, it's nothing bad, I promise. But yeah, it's I've got people who know that I watch wrestling texting me. I've gotten people sending me memes, videos. It's been on ESPN, so we'll get into it with Mike Sempervivi after the break. I'm Dominic Jimenez, Sports Overnight America.
Huge news. Right now at Wendy's, you can get a Son of Baconator for just $3. I don't think you understand this situation. The Son of Baconator is only $3 for a limited time. You know, smoked bacon, rich melted cheese. That Son of Baconator is only $3. Thank you to whoever wished upon that star. For bacon that just won't quit, gotta be Wendy's.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii, not valid on a combo or in third-party delivery platforms.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern Time. And weekend replays, 24-7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back. This is Sports Overnight America on Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. I'm Dominic Jimenez, joined now by Mike Sempervivi of Wrestling Observer Live and the Mike and Adam's Big Audio Nightmare. I think I got that right. Mike, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, Dom. Now, I heard you in the introduction stumble over your words and blame me. I'm not even going to call you out for that, but I will point out that you forgot about two sports. Where's the hockey? Where's the NASCAR coverage? Where's the left turn at this time of year to help you fill the void as you get to the start of the regular season of Major League Baseball?
That's fair, but I think hockey falls into the same category as basketball, where we're feeling good after the All-Star break. I know the trade deadline is coming up, but other than that, I think we're ready for the playoffs, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And in the NBA, since everybody makes the playoffs, you know, at least it can be a little bit exciting in 20 of the 30 cities.
There it is. Sorry, Mike Washington. Sorry.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't think people really recognize how bad people who are Washington Bullets / Wizards fans have it, if there are any left. And if you go and look at games, there may not be at this point. They are the worst team, and I mean the worst team in the NBA over the last 25 years. Look it up. There is nobody who has won less games than the Wizards have. And when you look back 50 years, you literally have to go back to the Wes Unseld days. You have to go back to when the Bullets were relevant and playing the Supersonics in the finals. They have not won 50 games in nearly 50 years. It is one of the saddest, pathetic sports franchises in the world, is certainly in any of the four major sports.
This is where I would normally mess with you and say, who are the Bullets and the Supersonics? But I'm still old enough to remember the Nick Collison days in Seattle. I was going to talk.
You actually fit the age group. You may be one of Sean Kemp's kids.
I'm looking at my hands. I don't think so. Anyway, so I was going to start with the John Cena news, but I think now that we've kind of delved into actual sports, we'll save that for maybe the next segment. But you mentioned that no team is worse than the Wizards, and I'll say that's true. However, I will say there is a team in the NBA that has worse luck than the Wizards right now, or is on a Wizards-like path, and that's the Dallas Mavericks. We know about the Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis trade. Anthony Davis played about 30 minutes before he got hurt, and it wasn't just a, oh, I'm sorry, he pulled something, an adductor muscle. And things are going from bad to worse. The Mavericks now, Justin, J.J. Hardy, I forgot his, I know J.J. Hardy used to play shortstop for the Brewers, but their guard, he sprained his ankle. Oh, no, but wait, it gets worse. Daniel Gafford is their other center, out for a while. Their other center, Derek Lively, still hurt. And now Kyrie Irving, torn ACL, done for the year. And now we're hearing Anthony Davis and his representatives are saying, hey, can we just shut it down and get healthy and ready for next year? They're on track now to be the fifth team in the last 25 years to make the finals and miss the playoffs the following year. Mike, not that the Wizards have a lot of hope moving forward, but right now, are you glad you're a Wizards fan over being a Mavericks fan?
Yes, because I had no expectations at all. And for as inept as the Ted Leonsis-owned Wizards have been with their multiple general managers and head coaches over the years, we had nothing to look forward to. The only thing we ever have to look forward to is if the ping pong balls will fall the right way and we may get a better pick than expected. That's all you can hope for. With Dallas, they had championship hopes coming into the year. They were there last year. And it's got to kill a fan. I mean, it has been killing the fans. We've seen that since the Luka trade, that they basically are dying by their own hand. And I understand that the issues with Luka getting hurt, the way, whatever it is, still, you make the move, things fall the way they have fallen, and you have basically created your own luck. And they were limping into trying to get a shot at the playoffs anyway. Now they are literally limping into that, and they probably won't. And if I'm Davis, you might as well go ahead and shut it down for the rest of the year, because realistically, what are you playing for? Even if one of those teams gets in, has there ever been a time where a 10th seed has gone on? I don't think they've even won a game, let alone move on in the playoffs. So, you know, from that point of view, hey, let Phoenix have it. Let Portland's been on a run. Go ahead. Let them have it, because even if you make it in, there's nothing good that's going to come from it anyway, and it's not going to save the season for those fans or that general manager.
Right, and, you know, I, lifelong Warriors fan, I've got feelings about Klay Thompson. It's very much, hey, thank you for your service. We appreciate it. Splash bro for life. But the vinegar in the water attitude he had on his way out, and now seeing that, go figure, he's the healthiest Maverick right now. I don't feel bad for that situation one bit. I'll ask you this, Mike. Obviously, I know he had the Achilles injury and had become not the player that he once was with the Wizards. But when John Wall left Washington, what was that reaction like? Because bringing him in, he was the exciting guard. They were good-ish with him and Beal, and he was fun to watch. Again, the Achilles injury. What was that like as a Wizards fan when John Wall was no longer a Wizard?
It was just disappointing. And I'm not a Redskins / Commanders fan, although I followed him for a long time. But it was that same feeling when RG3 got hurt and he was out. And even though Kirk was coming in, it's like, we cannot catch a break. Every time we get this flash of lightning, like, okay, we got the next thing. We're relevant in the moment. And that's what John Wall provided. And then they shook off the old school with Arenas and those guys around him, and we looked like we were moving forward. You get Bradley Beal, and then it just falls apart. And you just shrug your shoulders. And it was just disappointing. And now it's like, well, okay, let's see how far we can fall before, because everything's always in a constant state of rebuild. Let's see what we can do. And that contract that Leonsis gave to Bradley Beal, I mean, you know, it was insane. And it then helped to limit any chance they had to do anything. So it's just a constant state of frustration. And that's what it was for Wall, because he really was that real fun shot of adrenaline into the system. And people love going down to Chinatown to go see him get called out and see him do the dance and see them out there be a really fun team. And then just like that, boom, it's over with. And now, I mean, looking back, I mean, it's been five long, long years since he had actually been in a Wizards uniform, and that's about the last time they were relevant.
We've got about a minute left. The constant state of rebuild, is that from poor drafting? Is it, again, bad luck, which does come into play? As somebody who's both, A, geographically close, and B, invested by being a fan, what is the cause of that constant state of rebuild?
Poor management. I mean, poor ownership. Abe Pollin was always able to do a good job with the Washington Capitals. Ted Leonsis does a good job with the Washington Capitals, putting people in place that can make the good hockey decisions that are needed to be made, where they have been a consistent playoff team, and they won the Stanley Cup a couple of years ago. I mean, that was never a question with the Capitals. They were always successful throughout the 80s, 90s, and into the Ovechkin years. They just haven't been able to find that on the other side when it comes to the basketball operations, and they've gone through so many people. And you hear them in the media say, okay, our plan is going well, and we're happy with what we're doing, and that whole stay the course thing and trust the process. And unfortunately, you know, it just hasn't happened, you know, time and time again. So it really just comes down to the people that have been put into place haven't been able to pull the trigger, and they haven't been supported well enough from up top.
All right, that's the voice of Mike Sempervive from Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network. This is Sports Overnight America. I'm Dominic Jimenez. More with Mike on the other side.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers, and we have the inside track. Call now, and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back into the show, Sports Overnight America. Dominic Jimenez in the driver's seat. My co-pilot today is Mike Sempervive of Wrestling Observer Live, which can be heard here Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. And Mike, well, let's move into your domain. First off, any Wrestling Observer plugs or other stuff that you do wrestling-wise where people can find you?
Do a ton of different things. One of the first things that I will hype up is the very free, which people like hearing that, very free update show, The Wrestling News, which is done 365 days a year. You can find it wherever you find your favorite podcast, wherever you find your Sports Byline podcast, on iHeart or iTunes or however you find those things. You can find it there on YouTube, at Wrestling News AV, on X and Facebook, and at thewrestlingnews.com. It is a daily, about 5 to 8 minute wrestling update show that just gets you the news you need to know. There's no commentary, there's no paywall, there's no nonsense, no conjecture. It is just the news you need to know from around the world of professional wrestling to get your day started or get you up to date. And then, of course, if you are a fan of Wrestling Observer Live, I do a couple of different shows on the WrestlingObserver.com website, the F4WOnline.com universe, the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare with my friend Adam Summers. We've been doing that show for 20 years. It is basically centers on Japanese professional wrestling, but we talk about a bunch of different things, including sports, on that show as well. And one of the other things I do, which is a labor of love for me, it is the Mid-Atlantic Championship podcast, which has basically now become a Patreon site, patreon.com/Mid-Atlantic Podcast, where I do a lot of writing. I do a lot of specialized podcasts going into the history of professional wrestling because I'm a big history fan in all aspects of life. And I really love going back and, you know, telling stories that haven't been told in a long time and just going back and reliving my youth by, you know, doing podcasts and doing a lot of writing about the olden days of professional wrestling, back from, you know, some of it's in the 80s all the way back into the 30s. So if you're a big fan of professional wrestling, a real hardcore fan of professional wrestling, or an older fan who maybe doesn't like any of this new stuff, I'm there for you. And that's patreon.com/Mid-Atlantic Podcast.
All right. Show's up. Thanks, Mike.
Yeah. You know what? Don't ask me what I'm doing. You know, the 365 days a year on that wrestling news, I'm on most of them. I can't stop.
No, it's and that's good because I work on Observer. I know that one, 12 Pacific. I know that one. I know you do the wrestling news. There was all the other stuff that I've heard a million times between you and Brian. Wasn't going to retain it. But since we've gone down the rabbit hole of professional wrestling, we had a story over the weekend, Mike, that kind of transcended the sport, where it leaked out into just the sporting world period and not just staying contained as a, you know, wrestling story. We've seen a couple of that with various lawsuits and things like that, the Hulk Hogan video. We've had stories like that come through and kind of creep its way into the regular sports conscience. But I don't recall one where so many people have reached out to me. And this is me. I'm not posting photos every time I go to a show. I'm not, you know, creating content around watching wrestling. But a lot of my friends know I enjoy wrestling. It's one of my guilty pleasures, if you will. And a lot of people, Dom, John Cena? Seriously? So for those of you who don't know, for what would you call it, Mike, like the last 20 years, we've had this iteration of John Cena?
Yes. Pretty much ever since he came into the wrestling world, and certainly in the last 20 years, John Cena has been the clean-cut, all-American, baby-face good guy who tells your kids to never give up and to always move forward and to be honorable. Yes.
Yeah, so we had this kind of superhero version of John Cena, the guy who, and this is, you know, slightly related, but he has granted more make-a-wishes than any person, let alone any athlete. And that's part of his character is kids love him. People love him, and people hate him too, but, you know, people look up to him. He's a character people look up to, and the amount of memes and videos that I'm seeing now is crazy because basically for the first time since he first entered the company, he's a heel. And for those of you who are not familiar with wrestling terms, yeah, John Cena's a bad guy now. And this is his last run, so all right, it kind of makes sense. He's doing something he hasn't really done. But it's, again, Mike, it's permeated the membrane that is the bubble of just professional wrestling and has leaked out into just the entertainment world, not even sporting world. It's become a huge story. Mike, to those who are not wrestling fans, in your expert opinion, what is a comparison, if there even is one that exists, in terms of his character basically becoming the bad guy? Is there a comparison that you can come up with in literally any other form of media or sports that can really encapsulate how big of a deal this is?
This type of gigantic turn. I mean, we can look in today's times, and if you're sitting there in Europe, if you're sitting there in Canada, you were sitting there on, like, you know, the early part of November, maybe late October before the election, and you're sitting there going, hey, you know, everything's all right here. You know, we lived through Trump once. We got Biden there. You know, who knows what's going to happen? And then, boom, you know, Trump gets in office. And not only that, he's calling for tariffs. He's saying that Canada is America's hat. You should be the 51st state. It's that type of turn. It's that type of groundbreaking thing. People dropping to their knees in tears. People taking to social media and jumping online and letting their opinions go. People making reaction videos. People making reaction videos of reaction videos to John Cena. I don't think that was a very good example, and certainly not a one-to-one, but it's kind of like that. Look, the best example, I think, is Hulk Hogan turning into a bad guy, because I bet a lot of the people listening, even if they're not wrestling fans, they're sports fans. That's why they're listening to this show. And when Hulk Hogan did that way back in, what was it, 1997, I believe it was, joined the NWO, became a bad guy, all the trash thrown in the ring, it was a big risk. People were like, oh my God, you know, all of that goodwill built up, he's throwing it all away. Well, that actually was a great template, because Hulk Hogan was bigger than ever after that. He finally got with the times. And in a way, that's what this is. It was a calculated risk to bring John Cena and turn him heel after bringing The Rock in at a time where everything is humming for you business-wise. You didn't need The Rock in there. As big of a star as The Rock is in real life, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, biggest star in all of Hollywood. You know, he wasn't necessary. So you take a risk bringing him in there, and then you're going to flip John Cena into a bad guy after all of this time? You know, it could have backfired in their face. People could have just spit all over it. They could have sat on their hands. They could have booed it, got online afterwards, and just completely torched it. But they didn't. They took to it in the exact same way that people took to Hulk Hogan finally going and turning into a bad guy after all those years of wearing the red and yellow. And it worked out perfectly. I mean, you know, Roger Clemens in a Yankees uniform, I guess, you know, but he didn't even trash talk Boston. You know, John Cena's probably going to be trash talking everybody, you know, when it's all said and done. So I'm sure there's an example out there I'm missing as far as a great sports, you know, tie-in and equal, but it's just not coming to me. I just think the easiest one is going right back to when it happened with Hogan, and it seems to have worked, at least here, you know, in the immediate fallout of it.
So one of the reaction videos that I did see was a guy who asked a similar question that I asked of you. He's like, I'm not a wrestling fan. Somebody translate this for me into terms that I can understand. And one of the top comments had me. It got me. It was perfect. I'm pretty sure you'll understand the reference, Mike, but it is a cartoon, so bear with me. It would be like SpongeBob leaving the Krusty Krab to go work at the Chum Bucket.
Well, yeah.
Somebody who is beloved for doing what they do and turning their back on all of the goodwill they've harnessed and joining the enemy. And I thought it was perfect.
Hanging out there with a big bald plankton, just looking like The Rock. Yeah, yeah.
Just like a giant-sized plankton. And again, the way that The Rock is looking these days, another SpongeBob reference, he almost should be called The Boulder because Rock's looking big. And, you know, Mike, I don't know why I waited for this, why we did it this segment.
Honestly, though, but let's be honest, though. He looks like a bouncer at an all-male review at a high-end spot in Las Vegas, though. Doesn't he? He had the vest
the
on.
Leather vest.
With the leather vest with the final boss. And then he had on, like, the Disco Inferno tights that were bell-bottom at the bottom. That was a hell of a look coming from The Rock. And then you got Cena there in his jorts and his very interesting hair. That was a group. Those two and Travis Scott. That was a picture.
It really was. We'll get more into this on the other side because we ran out of time here. As Dominic Jimenez, that's Mike Sempervivi, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Listen up, fellow Gen Xers. Elizabeth Banks here. The recommended age for pneumococcal pneumonia vaccination has been lowered to 50 and older, even if you're healthy. It's up to us to lead the way. We've done this before. Music videos, fanny packs, even the World Wide Web. Let's do it again and get vaccinated because we're at over 6 times greater risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Gen X, this is our shot. Visit VaxAssist.com and schedule a vaccine today. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTSOVERNIGHTAMERICA.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. America. Celebrate responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
Welcome back, Sports Overnight America. I am Dominic Jimenez, joined by the co-host of Wrestling Observer Live, Mike Sempervivi. You can check him and Brian Alvarez out noon Pacific, Monday through Friday here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. And Mike, we were briefly talking about John Cena for arguably the first time in his career being a bad guy now in WWE, all of the goodwill, positive vibes, everything that's gone into his character over the last 20 years. You know, during the break, we were going back and forth, comparisons, what about this, what about that? And I want to build off your comment where you mentioned Hulk Hogan. It worked. It ended up working. In your opinion, does this... And I'll call it a momentous moment. That's stupid. This huge moment in the world of wrestling, is it diminished if we don't get the same type of payoff in terms of Cena taking this character and running with it? Because, again, 20-plus years of the same thing is unheard of in wrestling. But it's such a drastic change. Again, we talked about reaction videos, tweets, Facebook posts, video, everything. Is it possible that this just becomes a footnote where it's like, oh, yeah, hey, in 20 years, hey, you remember that time Cena went joined The Rock and became a bad guy? Oh, yeah, good times. Or is this going to be something that is potentially remembered like the Hogan turn?
I think it's going to be remembered whether it fails spectacularly or not. And I don't think it will, because the company is so hot right now. We are in an age where a lot of what takes place on WWE and AEW programming, it's a lot about guys' feelings and their interpretations, and you made me feel this way. It's like, this is stuff that pro wrestling 40 years ago, you never would have seen this. It was about titles, it was about money, it was about a personal issue. And now it's about personal issues because there's feelings involved. But the fans love it. This is the generation that we're in. They like being taken on these rides. They understand that this is more than ever a show. And they will take, and wrestling has been able to work a lot of that into these shows where the matches tend to be a backdrop sometime for these personal conflicts that people want to see play out on the microphone. And the crowd right now is hot. They are rolling into WrestleMania. They touched on a nerve. They were hot anyway with the wrestling fans. And with the casual wrestling fans, they've been able to suck them in the last 2 years and take them along for the ride. And they obviously hit on something with the Travis Scott and the Cena turn where they are pulling in sports fans. You got Shannon Sharp cutting promos on ESPN. You got every clip show in the world talking about it. You got every entertainment clip show, like the TMZs of the world. They're talking about it. So it worked. If it falls apart from here, that's going to be one for the ages to see it fall on its face. But I don't think it's going to do that. And I think whatever direction they decide to take it by the end of the year, when John Cena does end up finishing up and he is retired after all of this, you know, I think we're going to be able to look back on it and go, well, that was an interesting ride. How great it was? Well, we'll have to find that out. But if it fails spectacularly, yeah, you know, that's going to be one for the ages too.
You know, I will say, you mentioned that it's bringing in fans and people who hadn't been watching or have never watched. And I have a friend. We share all kinds of dumb memes and videos and everything. And he's a Star Wars fan. So there was, all kinds of John Cena and Anakin Skywalker type turns and stuff like that. And this happened over the weekend, and I sent it to him, and he goes, "Dom, I got to watch this on Monday." So I think it just really solidifies how interested people became because, A, yes, the accessibility, too. Monday Night Raw being on Netflix, at least for my generation, the millennials and younger, it's more accessible than USA Network, perhaps, because I know a lot of people don't have cable. And then when you can have somebody like Travis Scott and The Rock be attached to somebody like John Cena. Also, I was just to re-emphasize how big of a deal John Cena is. Yeah, we know about him in Suicide Squad, Peacemaker, Blockers, whatever movie you might he might be endearing from. I was watching Pop Culture Jeopardy, and I watched the first episode when it came out. This is on Amazon Prime. Colin Jost, SNL, is the host. I watched the first episode when it came out, and I kind of forgot about it because I'm not on Amazon Prime a lot to watch. But I watched episode 2 the other day. And Final Jeopardy, the hardest question in theory of the show, was about a hand gesture in wrestling that was started because of a bet. It's John Cena. So if people are like, "Oh, it's not that big of a deal, it's not real." John Cena, I would argue, is as close to a big deal as The Rock is. And having something be so iconic in one way. We were talking about sports comparisons. Imagine Larry Bird in his prime, or not in his prime, but imagine Larry Bird goes, "I'm going to go play with Magic on the Lakers." Or Steph Curry wants to leave and go play for the Lakers. Or Magic goes to the Celtics. It's just some figures transcend whatever sport they're in, and it draws people in because they're invested not because of the sport, but they're invested because of the person. There are thousands upon thousands, maybe even millions of John Cena fans who could care less about him as a wrestler, but because everybody's talking about somebody that they love, they need to go check it out.
Well, it's the whole Dwayne Johnson thing. Because mm-hmm. I can tell you as a wrestling fan, and you know this because you're there behind the glass every day for the show, WWE's been hot. Even with everything that's been going on with Vince McMahon and real world issues and things that have affected them and, you know, taken the TKO and WWE names and dragged it through the mud, even with all of this happening, the show has been hot for 2 to 3 years now because of Roman Reigns and this bloodline storyline that they've had, which now includes Cody Rhodes, who was now involved in this John Cena storyline. They haven't needed anything else. The show has been red hot, but once, you know, so you don't need Dwayne Johnson, but he's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And I don't love everything that he has done by kind of bigfooting back into the scene and wanting to do things, but he's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And with that, you get a mountain of celebrity and notoriety and, you know, people caring about what is taking place because it's The Rock. It's Dwayne Johnson. It's this guy that they know from Hollywood. It's this guy that they know from GQ. It's this guy that they know from this. They don't know him as a wrestler. They see the clips. They knew he was a wrestler, but they like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. And there are people like that with John Cena now, too, obviously to a much lesser degree, but he's crossed over as well, too. Another great example of that was the former fighter. Well, Mercedes Moné is another one. Sasha Banks is somebody who has cultivated a large following outside of the wrestling business. So when she does something, you know, it gets attention. She ends up being on The View. That gets attention. So, you know, when you have a chance to have celebrity, you know, wrestling historically, they turn their nose up at it. The hardcores hate it. Old timers hate it. But the fact of the matter is, when you bring in somebody, It works. Somebody with celebrity, it works. For years, it was football players. That's why guys like Ernie Ladd are, you know, bigger wrestling stars than they are football stars, and they're talked about more for their wrestling exploits than they are their football exploits. But it was because he was a big name and brought in people with it, and you got to make that work for you, and WWE's doing that.
Now I'm curious, Mike, who was the fighter you were thinking of and blanked on?
Gina Carano.
Ah, there you go. Oh, yeah. You kept it Star Wars related. Nicely done.
Yeah, and yeah, Ronda Rousey's, obviously she hasn't gotten to that level yet because obviously, you know, trying to take her fighting celebrity and move it over so those fans follow, and that's something that Gina Carano's been able to do and then carved out a niche doing some things elsewhere. You know, another sports example, just because his podcast, I've had a chance to hear it and it's really good, even though it's, you know, a subject that, again, it's NASCAR, Dale Earnhardt Jr., obviously known for his driving, has gotten into other media ventures and done different things because of his name. And now there are people that know him as an interviewer. They know him for this way. Look, it's what Brian Alvarez wants out of After Dark. People are going to be going, the wrestling guy? No, that's the After Dark guy. That's the guy we need to talk about when it comes to the conspiracies and Big Feet and everything else that's taking place wacky in this world.
You know, we're talking about media in wrestling, and I know there's a new movie coming out, Queen of the Ring. Mike, do you have a personal favorite wrestling-themed movie?
Honestly, it's The Iron Claw. You know, as far as a real movie that it made me actually not embarrassed to be a wrestling fan, you know, something that I thought was really well done, even though they had to take a lot of liberties when it came to the story. And they omitted a lot of things, including a brother that also had killed themselves, you know, because as the director said, you know, it gets to a point where, you know, you're going to lose people once the, you know, the fourth brother dies. And that's a little too much for people. So they kind of made a composite of two of the brothers. But that movie, to me, it really was fantastic, and it was really well made, and was made with a whole lot of feeling and thought, and did a lot when it came to just little nuances and how they told the story of these brothers that were, you know, I just think that movie's phenomenal. And for those people who haven't seen it, it's on Max. It's got a great cast. I think that is my favorite wrestling movie. Now I have, you know, my guilty pleasures. Body Slam is one of those, you know, back in the day. Face from the A-Team in there with Roddy Piper and the Barbarian. It was just a wacky wrestling movie. That was one. And I Like to Hurt People was another one, which was a mock documentary with footage from the Sheik's territory in Detroit in the 1970s. And it's just a completely wacky movie. But those are a couple of them. But the Iron Claw, I really thought was incredibly well done, and again, just really did a good job with a really terrible story that still made you come out of it feeling, you know, good about life, which is tough to do with that story.
Right, and I have yet to watch it. As a wrestling fan, slightly ashamed. It's on my list on Max. I know I can easily watch it. It's just a matter of going and doing it. I'll throw my two cents in, my favorite wrestling movie, and I might be aging myself here, Nacho Libre.
Not a damn thing wrong with that one at all either.
There it is. We're going to wrap things up on the other side. This is Sports Overnight America. That's Mike Sempervivi. I'm Dominic Jimenez, and you are you. Thanks for listening. We got more. Wrap things up on the other side. Sports Overnight America.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now, we'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. 800-773-5112. That's 800-773-5112.
Okay, let's have a little fun. Do you use the expensive blue pill to perform better? Are you thinking about it? So what if we can promise you results for less than $1 a pill? Okay, so these same pills can cost you $30 or more at a pharmacy. And our better blue pill works for less than $1 a pill. You'll save $29 or more per pill. And right now, we'll give you 120 blue pills for just $99. Have a little fun and call right now. Get 120 of our better blue pills for just $99. Don't overpay for the other blue pills. Call Steel Man Pills right now and get the better blue pill for less than $1 a pill. Call 1-800-BUY-BLUE. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. It's easy to remember. 1-800-BUY-BLUE. That's 1-800-BUY-BLUE. And thanks for calling.
You're listening to Dominic Jimenez on Sports Byline USA.
All right, wrapping things up here on Sports Overnight America. We've talked about the plight of the Mavericks and the Wizards, the changing of the guard of John Cena's character, the tragedy of the Von Erichs. Let's end this on a more positive note, Mike. Saquon Barkley agrees to an extension, becomes the first $20 million per year average running back ever. Your thoughts?
I'm happy for him. He'll be hurt then in the next 2 years just because he's a running back and that's a safe bet. But Saquon Barkley absolutely deserves it. Derrick Henry would absolutely deserve it, but because of his age, he's not going to be able to get it. But he did an incredible job as well too. But Saquon Barkley, you know, looked like that guy that he was in his rookie year. And I understand the Giants having concerns because of the injuries that he had, but that is going to be one move that they regret for a long time, letting him go back home to the Philadelphia area right down 95. And as long as he stays healthy, he is going to be a thorn in everyone's side. He's just such an important piece of the puzzle on that team in the same way that Derrick Henry is in Baltimore.
He had a near historic season next year, Mike. If he's healthy, does he replicate it, or was this kind of a peak that we could expect from Saquon?
I would say it's a peak just because, again, just going off of running backs, and again, with the exception of Derrick Henry, how many times has somebody come back and been relentless year after year? I would love for him to do that. I really would, but it's hard for me to believe that he won't get, you know, a little bit of a slip, you know, in the numbers, but we'll have to find out. I got to be honest, I hope B. John Robinson is the one that actually is starting to push all those records that Saquon was pushing of Eric Dickerson's this year. I would love to see B. John be that guy.
And because he's on the Falcons, kind of a quiet, we don't talk about him much. Mike Sempervivi, Wrestling Observer Live. Really quick, if people liked what you had to say, where can they find you in about 20 seconds?
Pretty much nowhere on this show. How about that? At Sempervivi on Twitter if I unlock it for you. And also find me on Blue Sky at Sempervivi as well.
There it is. Mike Sempervivi. Mike, thanks so much for taking some time and joining me. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Dom.
No problem. I'm Dominic Mendez. This is Sports Overnight America on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.